Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. On a July day in 1881, President James Garfield arrived at a D.C. train depot.
Two shots rang out. The newly elected president was struck in the back, targeted by a disgruntled lawyer.
But what actually killed President Garfield began with the doctors who first treated him and the care he received leading up to his death 2 months later.
Immediately after the shooting, doctors began probing Garfield's wound, looking for the bullet, but neglected a step vitally important in medicine today. They didn't bother washing their hands or the instruments they used, leaving the president vulnerable to fatal infection.
After determining the bullet wasn't in a fatal spot, they moved the president to the White House, where an incompetent physician, Dr. Willard Bliss, took over. He delayed surgery and forced Garfield to eat rich meals and drink a great deal of alcohol.
Since the X-ray had not been invented yet, Bliss continued to manually probe the wound several times a day looking for the bullet, but never disinfecting his hands first. Bliss was aware of the importance of hand washing because for years an English surgeon, Joseph Lister, had urged doctors to adopt this simple practice to prevent infection. Yet American doctors resisted this as too much trouble.
Soon the president developed a fever and began vomiting. The once strong man lingered in agony until his death from a massive infection on September 19, 1881.
Sadly, an autopsy showed the bullet was not in a fatal spot. Though the shooter was hung, it was an incompetent physician that ultimately killed President Garfield.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.